Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday, December 22nd. We are live here on this broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., courtesy of Headache Stay Gone, the all-natural cure for headaches. I'm glad I didn't have to take any Headache Stay Gone this afternoon. The reason why I say that is because I got caught here in this cold, really cold, mushy rain that's been hanging over Washington, D.C. the past several hours, really all day long, I should say, and out doing some last-minute Christmas shopping, and then I came in and busy doing some work for the next issue of American Free Press. It's going to have a big wrap-up on this Holocaust conference that I recently attended in Iran. I was surprised. Usually when I get caught in the rain, I catch a very quick cold, but I lay down this afternoon and took a nap, and here I am, feeling pretty good, actually. Feeling a lot better, I suppose, than so many people around the world, including our good fellow Americans who are now in Iraq, risking their lives in a war that need not and should not be fought. Something we talk about a lot on this program. I'm going to be talking about it more. Needless to say, I'm feeling pretty good, and I didn't have to take Headache Stay Gone, but I tell you what, if I'd have gotten a headache, I would have taken it. It's something you need to check out. HeadacheStayGone.com is the website. The telephone number is 800-327-0727. Yeah, as a writer, and obviously now as a radio show host, or whatever it is I do here, host, jabberer, talker. Spent a lot of time looking into paper for material for my writing for American Free Press and for talking about on this program. You know, I always say I'm just a hack writer with opinions. I don't claim to be any fancy star reporter or investigative reporter or anything like that. I'm really just someone who has opinions just like you do, and I have this habit then of sitting down at the typewriter, or now I should say at the computer, and commenting on what I read and hear in the media. And, of course, we know the mass media in America, it just lies so much. Absolutely amazes me. As I say, I was writing this story this afternoon for American Free Press about this Holocaust conference, and the theme of my story is not so much what happened at the conference, but how much the media, the mass media in the United States, lied about that conference. And I've talked about that on this show this past week. And, of course, we were pleased to have David Duke as a guest on here. David received quite a lot of publicity as a consequence of that Holocaust conference. And even David himself came on here to tell us that what the media said that he said at that conference, he didn't say at all. So, you know, we really cannot trust the mass media in this country. And that's why it's so important that there are independent newspapers like American Free Press, the History Magazine, Barnes Review, other journals like the Idaho Observer, and, of course, this network that you're listening to, that you take the time to tune in to, and it is much appreciated. It's so very, very important because there are just so many lies being foisted off on the people by this Zionist-controlled network, these Zionist-controlled national quote-unquote news networks that don't represent the interests of the American people. So many people think that the newspapers and the news reports are there to serve their interests. No, they're not. They serve the powerful Jewish interests that control mass communication in America today. But when we come back, we're going to comment on some of the things that have appeared in the press and things that all really, in their own respects, tie together. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins Piper here. Thanks for tuning in for this hour.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, and as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks all revealed. It took us a lifetime to learn. Now you get it all. You can pay off your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. You can start this great hidden career today. Just give us a call at 1-780-457-7109. That's 1-780-457-7109. Again, that's 1-780-457-7109. Or visit us at www.windowgenie.com.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., right here on RBNLive.com and on shortwave at 5.050. I should mention that we have some big changes, good changes, coming here on RBN, if all things go as planned. And it looks as though my broadcast will now be from, rather than 7 p.m. Central Time, it will begin at 8 p.m. Central Time. I haven't gotten the final word on that, but that means that I'll be on an hour later than I am at this time. Of course, that's 8 p.m. Eastern Time, which is my time. I'll be moving up to 9 p.m. We'll keep you posted on those developments. In any case, it'll still be an hour broadcast, and I think we'll just have as much fun as we do in our current time slot as we will in our new time slot. We know I've already got a caller here, so I'm going to go ahead and bring him up rather than make him sit through my commentary, because he may not feel like it, and I'm feeling friendly tonight. So let's bring Bob up. Bob, are you there? Bob from New Hampshire.
I'm here. I wanted to find out something from you. I figured that you probably knew. The number for the Gun Owners of America, I have down here as 888-886. What's in tarnation? Well, it's 4867. Now, is that correct?
Well, I don't have their number handy. I'm familiar with the Gun Owners of America. If it's the organization, I think it is. I think that might be the group that John Snyder has been a lobbyist for. I don't know their number off the top of my head, Bob, and I don't have it handy here. I've got thousands of pieces of paper around me and thousands of books, but I couldn't tell exactly what their number is.
I figured that one out, and I was wrong the first couple of times, but after that, I got nothing but a recording from the telephone company. And, you know, if you want to make a call, you have to put a one in front of it and stuff like that. And I will have to confess that what I said, probably nobody heard it, is unprintable. So if I knew where the a person or persons that would answer to that number are located, the telephone company could look it up. But
yeah, well, you know, if it's the gun owner, is it? You're looking for Gun Owners of America?
Yes.
There's several organizations that are focused on issues like that, and there was an organization, as I say, that had John Snyder as their lobbyist here in Washington, D.C., and I believe it was Gun Owners of America. And I knew John years ago, and I was actually just thinking the other day about maybe having him on the program. But I don't have the number handy right now. I'd have to look it up, but... the last I knew, they had an office here in Washington, D.C., or it may have been based in Alexandria or Arlington, Virginia. So if you check, you might get a basic information number for them through using the operator there, the 411, I believe it is.
411 is Verizon. If you want information.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm suggesting, yeah, because I think they did I think they had an office here in Washington, D.C. They may actually even be based in Seattle, Washington. You know, this is off the top of my head.
Well, but, there's a lot of companies, if you want to talk with them, why, you'll get a number that goes all the way halfway around the world or something.
Well, that's right. Now, I flipped over to the Internet here, and I'm looking for Gun Owners of America, and I see something listed in Springfield, Virginia, but they don't have an 800 number. So I can give you, if you have a pen and paper handy, I'll give you the number of Gun Owners of America.
Well, as far as I know, it's 888-886 and
okay.
Guns.
Right.
4867.
Okay, well, that they don't have that listed here on their website. They have another completely different number altogether. So I don't know what to tell you. If you're not interested in the regular number, I don't know what to tell you. There, maybe their 800 number doesn't work anymore. A lot of groups don't necessarily keep their 800 numbers in operation. So I'll give the number out here on the air for people who may be interested. It's 703-321-8585. 703-321-8585, and that's the Gun Owners of America.
Okay, I wrote that down.
Yeah, well, that's the best thing that I would suggest right there, to give them a call at that number. They may not have the 800 number anymore, and that's probably why you're having trouble in getting in touch with them. They don't list that on their website. I'm looking on the Internet. But as far as I know, this Gun Owners of America is a good organization. It was founded by, it lists on here, Bill Richardson. He's a former state representative from California, and they're associated with Larry Pratt. Now, Larry Pratt's a good man, I guess, so apparently that's the organization he's associated with. So nothing wrong with supporting the Gun Owners of America. And I'll give that number once more, 703-321-8585.
Yeah, I got that down, and since your last name is Piper, did you have a relative in Vermont?
Oh, I couldn't tell you that offhand. I probably have a lot of relatives in a lot of places. My immediate family is a very, very small family, so I don't know of any particular relatives I have in Vermont.
Well, it was somebody named Piper. He's a radio amateur, and he is, of course, a silent key several years ago. But I thought I'd ask you as long as I was talking with him.
Yep. No, I don't know him. I don't know. Is he a good man?
As far as I know.
Okay. Well, I'll claim him as a relative then.
Okay.
How's that sound, Bob?
Well, he's a silent key. That means he's passed away.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, if he was a good man, that means he's in heaven then.
Seems to me he stopped in a certain manufacturing company. At least they did manufacture a lot of things, and I have a few of their receivers. And that's how I met him in person. So that was quite a few years ago.
Is it snowing up in New Hampshire?
It's rain.
Okay, well, that's what we have down here in Washington, D.C., too.
I don't know what the temperature is, but I got out there. I went to see my neighbor, and what was falling from the sky was very, very little. I didn't get anything that I brought back with me on my raincoat, so... all I can see now is across the street, and it looks a little bit strange, probably the light.
Bob, you know, a lot of people in the rest of the country have this idea that the politicians in New Hampshire are maybe a cut better than most of the ones around the country. What do you think about that?
I think so.
Okay, well, that's good. That's good news. That's good when you can actually say something nice about the elected officials in your state.
Well, I don't believe in voting for some politicians, and I voted for four Democrats and three Republicans. Were on the ballot.
You know, you show a little bit of discernment there. There's so many people in this country who just vote by party. You obviously know what you're doing, or at least you think you know what you're doing anyway. You guys have paper ballots up there too, don't you?
Yes, it was a paper ballot, and because of the local post office will not hold my mail down there, I'd be glad to walk down, and, you know, it's walking distance. And I talked with a post office downtown, all the way down, and a local one. And
Bob, you know what? That music says we got to move on, so
I'll
thank you.
I'll say 73 to you.
All right.
And I'll call you again someday.
All right, Bob. Thanks a lot. Keep an eye on those paper ballots. We need them all over the country. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to a break. We took a trip to New Hampshire. Back to Washington in a minute.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you're mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com. Or call 702-953-0267.
Coming back to you live here on this December 22nd, just a couple days before Christmas. It's Friday night. We're here courtesy of HeadacheStayGone.com. It's actually, the product is called HeadacheStayGone.com, the website. Let me try this again, folks. Listen carefully because I'm going to get it right this time. We're here courtesy of HeadacheStayGone.com. And the website is headachestaygone.com. I think you probably figured that out. Okay, well, some news items that really all tie together here. Starting off with a little bit of twisted humor, I suppose. Two California fence company executives have pleaded guilty to hiring illegal aliens, and they face a prison term for doing so. Well, I think we probably have to applaud that, folks. You know, I don't like to see anyone go to prison, but, you know, if we're going to fight the problem of illegal immigration, we have to really go after the people who are really facilitating it through their hiring practices. And this is a big company, but here's the irony of it. The guys who committed the crime have this company, and that company built more than a mile of a 15-foot-high fence near the border crossing in San Diego to protect against illegal immigration. So two guys who ran a company that helped build a fence to secure the border may go to prison for hiring illegal aliens in that company. The news report that I get out of the Washington Times doesn't really make it clear as to whether there are any actual illegal aliens working on that fence, but there were certainly illegal aliens employed by the office of the company that was building the fence to keep the illegal aliens out. It's kind of like these reports I gave you a couple weeks ago of people in the Food and Drug Administration having stock in companies that they were regulating and really promoting through their practices. You know, this is the Food and Drug Administration that tries to keep natural cures like headache stay gone away from the American people, and not just this product, but you know, all other natural remedies, natural treatments that really don't enrich the big drug companies. So we have people in the highest ranks of our government who are taking these favors and cutting deals behind the scenes. But isn't this interesting? These prisons, these guys facing prison for hiring illegal aliens. Well, speaking of facing prison, 8 Marines have been charged with murder and related charges in the deaths of 24 unarmed civilians in Haditha, Iraq. Now, if these guys did what they have been charged with, really basically committing murder, they're going to have to be punished. That's the way things work. But, you know, these good American men, don't think there are any women involved here, but certainly these Americans, these military people, shouldn't have been in Iraq in the first place. They shouldn't have been there. They get caught up in something that's totally alien to them. You know, a totally different culture, a totally different mindset. And, you know, people are going to get killed in wartime. And, you know, sometimes it's real live murder. Sometimes it's battle conflict. But the point is, these guys shouldn't have been in Iraq in the first place. The people that should be being tried for murder right now are George Bush and all his Jewish advisors, these pro-Israel neoconservative fanatics, totally devoted to advancing the power of Israel and totally devoted to using U.S. military resources and risking the lives of Americans to send them over there to fight this war for Israel, a war that should have never been fought in the first place. And now these same murderers, including George W. Bush and Dick Cheney and Richard Pearl and Paul Wolfowitz, and the whole gang, I don't need to give you their names. These guys are living it up here in Washington, D.C., and at our tax dollar expense. These are the real murderers, folks, not these young Americans. Well, speaking of these young Americans in uniform, there is a website called appealforredress.org. That's appealforredress.org. And what that website is, it is a website managed by a U.S. Navy seaman. And it is organizing the American men and women in uniform who are opposed to this insane war in Iraq. They have a three-sentence statement on the website. It reads, "As a patriotic American proud to serve the nation in uniform, I respectfully urge my political leaders in Congress to support the prompt withdrawal of all American military forces and bases from Iraq. Staying in Iraq will not work and is not worth the price. It is time for U.S. troops to come home." Well, there's more than 1,000 uniformed endorsers, our men and women in uniform who have signed this appeal for redress. So if you know anybody in the military, there's a lot of them, tell them about appealforredress.com. The military is in open rebellion against the Zionist occupation government of America. The military is in rebellion. Thank God. Stay tuned for more commentary on this, ladies and gentlemen.
listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
KUVAN Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling. And begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information. Or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, courtesy of Headache Stay Gone. Find it on the internet at headachestaygone.com. Yeah, I am so glad to read about this appeal for redress. I'm going to read it again because it's so short and sweet and to the point, and it's been signed by active duty plus some reserves. Several dozen officers, including a handful of colonels, they say. As a patriotic American proud to serve the nation in uniform, I respectfully urge my political leaders in Congress to support the prompt withdrawal of all American military forces and bases from Iraq. Staying in Iraq will not work and is not worth the price. It is time for U.S. troops to come home. And guess what, folks? It appears as though there's 1,000 or more troops and reservists are going AWOL every month, not wanting to serve in Iraq. About 200 or 300 people have fled to Canada. And there's a half dozen cases where uniformed personnel are facing court-martial and jail for refusing deployment to Iraq. Well, I say, God bless all of these people. And, you know, there's going to be some scumbags out there, and they'll be Republicans, I guarantee you. Republican scumbags who will be calling for the prosecution of these soldiers who are signing this appeal for redress. I guarantee you they will. Now, the signers have been assured that this communication is protected under the Military Whistleblower Protection Act. But, you know, knowing this criminally corrupt Bush administration, this is that same administration that gave us the Patriot Act and constantly spying on us more than they've ever done in years and finding all these ways to take our freedoms away. What freedoms we do have, they want to take them away. It wouldn't surprise me if Bush and his criminal gang will move against the people who have signed this. But that's all the more reason why we, as non-military people, have to stand behind the military in taking on this corrupt administration. And I guarantee you, folks, those people who have signed that petition, those military people, they are people on active duty, as we've noted here. They understand what's really going on in Iraq. A lot of those people originally believed George Bush. They believed George Bush's lies, but they've seen through it. So, by God, we've got to stand by these people. And, you know, if push comes to shove, maybe these folks are going to join the rest of the military in rolling down Pennsylvania Avenue and taking the real war criminals and the murderers into custody. God bless the military. Ramsey Clark, former attorney general, a lot of people don't like him. They say he's a leftist and a liberal and so forth. Well, I like a lot of the things that Ramsey Clark has done as an attorney. And he has come out swinging against the death sentence imposed on Saddam Hussein. And, you know, I think that's absolutely right. You know, it's very, very interesting. Georgianne Guyer points out in her, in a New York Times today that America's allies in Saudi Arabia. Now, of course, the liberals and the Zionists are constantly saying Saudi Arabia is our enemy. But it's very, very interesting. The Saudis are now getting concerned about the conflicts within Iraq and also concerned that the Iranians, who are Shiites, may ally with the Shiite factions in Iraq, and this is a problem for the Saudis, who are primarily Sunnis. Well, in Saudi Arabia, somebody recently gave a little bit of a speech. He says Saddam Hussein was a real leader who deserved our support. He kept Iraq stable and peaceful. And most of all, he fought back the Iranians. His one mistake was invading Kuwait. Well, that's what one person in Saudi Arabia has to say, and apparently a lot of people there agree with it. But this comes back to this issue of Saddam Hussein being sentenced to hang. You know, folks, our gangster president, George W. Bush, you know, talked so many lies, but talked so much about Saddam Hussein and told so many lies about him. You know, it's very, very interesting. Very few people are aware of actually what Saddam Hussein was convicted of. What he was convicted of was the killing of 148 men and youths in a small town north of Baghdad and, quote-unquote, widespread and systematic, unquote, persecution of the townspeople for years afterward. Now, Saddam Hussein may have, in fact, done this. I'm sure Saddam Hussein was responsible for a lot of unpleasantries. But needless to say, the very fact that they had to go to this one specific incident, after all they said about Saddam Hussein, just goes to show you that basically we were lied to. If Saddam's crimes were as widespread as they claim, they would have had the opportunity to bring a lot more charges against him. What a lot of people don't know is that the Christians in Iraq are calling for the return of Saddam Hussein. They want Saddam back because Saddam protected all religions in Iraq. And, you know, it's funny because this neoconservative Washington Times, I've heard some people call it a kosher conservative Washington Times because of its infatuation with Zionism and support for Israel. Today's Washington Times has this big editorial worrying about Iraq's embattled religious minorities. They're concerned about the Christians in Iraq. Well, you know, I'm concerned about the Christians in Iraq, but I'm here to tell you again that we wouldn't have these problems for the Christians in Iraq if it weren't for this gangster named George W. Bush. So now he and his kosher con allies, these supporters of Israel who helped orchestrate this war, are finding more ways to engage us in Iraq and finding more ways to inflame people for activity in Iraq by the military. It is this constant cauldron. They're constantly stirring up this witch's brew. Well, we wouldn't have this cauldron in Iraq. We wouldn't have this witch's brew in Iraq if these witches and warlocks and vampires and werewolves and all manner of evil, satanic, if you will, we wouldn't have this problem if they wouldn't have got us in Iraq in the first place. And I guarantee you, folks, if there is a hell, if there's a hell, there's a special place reserved there for George W. Bush and Dick Cheney and the whole gang. And if there's any justice, if there's any justice because of all the lies that were told about him, if Saddam Hussein dies at the end of a rope, they're going to make room for him in heaven just to pay back George W. Bush. So when I go to heaven, folks, I fully expect to see Saddam Hussein waiting there for me to welcome me there. I'm not going to go to hell because I know that what I've done in my life, for which I've been so condemned, taking the political positions that I do, I've been told that I'm going to go to hell. A couple people have told me that. I've been told I'm going to hell because I don't support Israel. No, I'm going to heaven. I'm confident about that much. Unless I do something really drastic sometime and in the future, I don't expect to, but I think I'm going to go to heaven. Well, The Nation magazine, kind of a left-wing progressive publication. I read it all the time because it's a very good publication. Got a lot of interesting things to say in The Nation. They said something very, very succinct about this situation in Iraq and just what's going to happen with the Democrats in Congress. Here's what The Nation has to say, and I'm just here to endorse it. It says, the Democrats must remember that their midterm victory was a clear mandate from the American people not to waffle or to dawdle, but to immediately reverse Bush's war policy. When the latest polls show 3 out of 4 Americans wanting troops out of Iraq, when former Secretary of State Colin Powell says more troops won't work, and when our current military commanders, from John Abizaid and George Casey to the Joint Chiefs of Staff, have clearly signaled they're opposed to the surge, when Republican Senator Gordon Smith suggests the Iraq policy is quote-unquote criminal, the Democrats have no choice but to be on the front line of calls for disengagement and withdrawal. I couldn't put it any better myself. That's why I read it to you, folks. But you know what? Jewish political power through the pro-Israel political action committees that are financed by some of the richest people in America and backed up by thousands of rabbis and their organizations all around the country, when they are also providing a massive money to the Democratic Party leadership, and when you find many people in the Democratic Party leadership, including the new House Speaker-to-be, Nancy Pelosi, attacking former President Jimmy Carter because of his criticisms of U.S. foreign policy and his criticisms of the power of the Israeli lobby, when you find these Democrats taking that position, I just somehow doubt that the Democrats are going to provide any more real opposition to the current Iraq policies than they did in the first place when so many of them went along with this farce, this tragedy, this murderous campaign in the first place. So, if the Democrats sell out the people who voted for them thinking that the Democrats were going to provide delivery, I would suggest this much, that after the American troops clean up the White House, that maybe they need to roll on back up Pennsylvania Avenue to the U.S. Capitol and take the war criminals in the U.S. Capitol into custody. Now, speaking of Jimmy Carter, they have an article in The Nation, again, that I just quoted about Jimmy Carter, and it's there was a movie some years ago called Get Carter. Well, that's the title of this article, Get Carter, because the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith says that Jimmy Carter's book and Jimmy Carter is outrageous and bigoted. That Jimmy Carter's book, this is a book written by the former president of the United States, love him or hate him, he is the former president. Abe Foxman says that Carter's book raises the old canard and conspiracy theory of Jewish control of the media, Congress, and the U.S. government. That's Jimmy Carter being attacked by the Anti-Defamation League. You know, if you never liked Jimmy Carter, before, you have to like them now. It's interesting, though. The Nation points out that there's really very little that's new in Carter's book about Israel because, you know, when it all comes right down to it, folks, what's new is just simply what's been going on since 1948, just tragedy and destruction. Been going on for a long, long time, and it just gets worse. But what they do say is this is interesting. This is a Nation magazine. They say, if anything, it is that Carter is too kind to the Israelis, bending over backward to assert that he's only writing about the occupied territories. Israel itself, he says, is a democracy. Well, the Nation goes on to say, this would come as a surprise to the 1.3 million Israeli Arabs who live as second-class citizens in the Jewish state. The poverty rate among Israeli Arabs is more than twice that of the Jewish population. Those Israeli Arabs who marry Palestinians from Gaza or the West Bank are not permitted to get Israeli residency for their spouses. And Israeli Arabs who do not serve in the military or the country's intelligence services and thus lack the important personal connections and job networks available to veterans are systematically shut out of good jobs. Any Jew who may speak no Hebrew or ever been to Israel can step off a plane and become an Israeli citizen, while a Palestinian living abroad whose family's roots in Palestine may go back generations is denied citizenship. Very interesting, folks. Now, earlier I referred to potential critics of the president's policies or potential critics of these military people who are standing up in criticism of the president's policies. I referred to them as scumbags. That's a kind of an ugly word, and if you look up the definition of it, it's a really ugly word. But I'll tell you where I got that word. Reading in this same article in The Nation, it points out that when Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin started to take a second look at his own nation's policies and started to kind of adopt a peace approach, a peace attitude towards the Palestinians, right after he came to office, a group of American Jewish leaders came to him. They wanted to attack him because they didn't like the idea that he might be going to play nice-nice with the Palestinians. And you know what this old Israeli military general, now the prime minister, had to say? He told his entourage he did not have time to waste on, in his words, scumbags. The Israeli prime minister was referring to some of the most prestigious and respected Jewish leaders in America. Mr. Rabin called them scumbags. His words, not mine. Now, you know, the sad thing is, folks, there are so many good Americans who still support George W. Bush. You know, they say, well, we're in that war. We've got to win that war. You know, it's for democracy. It's for the flag. We've got to support the troops. They continue to say this. In other words, they say we've got to go ahead and support the continued murder and butchering of American men and women because, well, it's for the flag. And, of course, the Bible tells us to protect Israel and all manner of imagined excuses. But, you know, Georgianne Geyer, who's a really distinguished columnist who's been writing a lot of good things for a long, long time, says that, you know, what's happening in Iraq and this potential war against Iran, you know, is part of the problem comes from the fact that so many Americans think they're doing something good and refuse to accept what's really happening and can't turn themselves around. And I have a very good friend I refer to in this show all the time as a big shot lawyer. He's one of these people who really thinks that we've got to win that war and we've got to bring democracy to Iraq. And by God, you know, those awful terrorists, we got to get them. We got to support our president. Well, you know, Georgianne Geyer says that if we insist on doing what more have we been unsuccessfully doing, it's going to really make the United States look bad. And she says, if that happens, listen to these words, if that happens, it will be because of that layer of the American soul that eschewing history, human nature, common sense, the public good, and natural experience turns out to be, in its innocence, truly another form of evil. So all these innocent Americans, she's saying, who are disregarding history, disregarding reality, disregarding common sense, they are just as evil itself. It's another form of evil. This innocence and ignorance on the part of so many people is evil. It's sad, but true, ladies and gentlemen. So many good Americans, like my friend, the big shot lawyer, are lending themselves to evil by what they're doing. And this is a great tragedy. I hate to see it, ladies and gentlemen. I know you do, too. That's why we've got to continue speaking out. Stay tuned for more. We're going to wrap up the show.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you're mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com. Or call 702-953-0267.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, and as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks all revealed. It took us a lifetime to learn. Now you get it all. You can pay off your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. You can start this great hidden career today. Just give us a call at 1-780-457-7109. That's 1-780-457-7109. Again, that's 1-780-457-7109. Or visit us at www.windowgenie.com.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
All right, folks. I hope you were listening to that commercial for Headache Stay Gone because, like I tell you, it works for me, works for one of my associates on the American Free Press staff, our advertising manager, the lovely Sharon Ellsworth, and I predict it's going to work for you, so check it out. Okay, we only have a couple minutes left here. Let's go to the one caller I'm going to be able to bring up, David from Massachusetts. David, come on up.
Well, how are you, Michael?
Ah, my friend David. How you doing, David?
Good.
What's going on?
Finally got through to you. Now, look at... what you have been saying, I have said in the past on different programs. I have mentioned about Saddam Hussein and Hafez Assad, who is now dead, and his son Bashar Assad, the only two governments in Western Asia with a Muslim of the large majority who always treated the Christian minority with decency and respect. Tariq al-Aziz given a big job in the government of a Christian Iraqi, given a big job by Saddam Hussein. And those are the two governments that these neoconservatives who run the Washington foreign policy, they're the two people they want to get at the most.
And there's no coincidence there. It's because of that, among other reasons, but it's because of that that they hate these, they hated these secular governments so much, because these secular governments provided actually support to Christianity, and there's nothing more these Zionists want than to destroy Christianity.
Absolutely. And there's a book that I quoted on your program and even on Valentine's program when he was on, about Zionism and the Catholic Church and Zionism. And even back then, you know, in the 1920s, the Catholic prelates over in what we call Israel today, then it was Palestine, even then they were so incensed that the Zionists coming in from Eastern Europe at the time,
mm-hmm,
and showing disrespect to all of these Christian shrines, even then, this is 1922 we're talking about, 1925, even back in those periods, they said a number of things. One of them was this, that they considered the Turks, a Muslim people, to have been decent keepers of the Christian shrines, and as far as they were concerned, they'd rather see the Turks continue to control Palestine than to turn it over to the Zionists or to even allow the British to run it.
And you know how many ignorant Americans, particularly people who call themselves Christians, don't know that or even understand it if you tell them about it? This
There's
is this innocence that Georgianne Geyer was talking about, this innocence which is really evil.
You're right. There's a lot of them who don't even know these things.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, Dave, you tell people information like that. You know, I mean, if there's someone out here, I guarantee you there's people out here listening to what you've just told us. Just a solid fact. They don't understand the bigger ramifications of that fact and how it really affects what's going on in the Middle East today and what's been going on there for 1,000 years, I suppose.
You're correct. And, you know, Colin Powell went over to the Vatican shortly before March, 2003, when the invasion of Iraq occurred.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And he attempted to convince the Pope to support the invasion of Iraq. And this Polish Pope there, Cardinal Wojtyla, who is now dead, he said he would not do it. And he talked about retaliation. And I personally think the Bush administration would have loved to see Christian people slaughtered if the Pope had been foolish enough to listen to the Bush crowd.
I agree with you, Dave, because this man we have in the White House is a criminal.
It shows you the viciousness of the Bush administration.
Well, like I say, we need the military to step in here and clean house. All right, Dave, thanks for your call. Ladies and gentlemen who couldn't make it up tonight, I apologize. We'll be here next week, God willing. See you then. Have a good weekend. Have a good Christmas. A Merry Christmas, folks.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means... They still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.